Let us have a word of prayer. Our kind and heavenly Father, we just pray and thank thee that you enlighten our minds today as we listen to this story. Help us to understand it and help us to do everything that we need so that we may have that same salvation. Guide us and direct us, and I pray that the Holy Spirit is with me. In Jesus' precious name, amen. We're going to be looking at John 4. It's a story that we've heard many, many times. But what have we gotten out of each time that we've heard it? Or we talked about it and read it ourselves. John 4 here, Jesus is presented as a great soul winner. He truly cares for the fallen and is willing to reach out for them, to who all have crossed his path, as we see and read in the scriptures about his life here upon this earth. We know that this story is no exception. In these verses, we can see Jesus doing what he does best, saving sinners, bringing sinners to salvation, as he did here with the woman at the well. As we read these verses, we can learn from the Savior's example, and that's what he wants us to do. He longs for us to reach out to the lost world, each and every one of us. And we follow his example in reaching out to these people far better than any program or device of ourselves that we can take and come to. It is through God and through the Word that we can find out these things, how that we can work and save the lost. We're going to look at Jesus meeting the woman at the well. And he's going to demonstrate himself that he is a great soul winner. First, the encounter with a sinful woman. And as we read the story, we see that she is. Verses 1 through 8. We'll look at that, 1 through 8. When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again unto Galilee. And he must needs go through Samaria, then cometh to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat there on the well. And it was about the sixth hour, which in Jewish time is about noon. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat. I used to think about that. They're doing the disciples going to eat. And it just dawned on me this week as I prepared this. That why would they go into Samaria to get food if they're so, you know, despised and everything? But they went to Sychar for the food. So I finally got that in my head so I could understand that. In these opening verses, we see Jesus' humility. We see him truly as he is, waiting to accept the Lord, this woman. And while Jesus was God, he was still a man. And he was acquainted with the trials and tragedies of people's lives for what he went through here upon this, in his short life here upon this earth. He indeed demonstrates that he does care for the lost. He is seen walking. He chose to live like a common man. Jesus knows what we face in life. If you quickly turn to Hebrews 4:15. Hebrews 4:15. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmity, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Jesus knows what it is to live here upon this earth in sin. This is why he had so much compassion for the lost, and we should so too. He is seen as willing. Verse 4 there declares that Jesus must go through Samaria. They even had a road. I think it's about 20 miles to take them around so they wouldn't have to go in Samaria. But Jesus must go to Samaria. And so most of the Jews usually walked several miles out of their way just to pass by them. So great was their prejudice and hatred of the people who were mixed Jews and Gentiles. Took me a long time to get the separation there also of Samaritans, but yet Jews and or this and that, you know, Jews and Gentiles. But I finally got that also, you know. But Jesus, however, wasn't affected by the prejudice of the Jews. There wasn't a woman in Samaria who was going to be called to salvation. Jesus was determined to see that that was done, that she had the opportunity to be saved, just as he wants for us today, to help save people. There's no person beyond God's grace that cannot be reached. All sinners are in need of salvation. You and I, every one of us here, is in need of salvation. Jesus loves them all, and we are commanded to love them also. He is seen as wearied. Again, this demonstrations Jesus' humility as he was. As God, Jesus never tired, yet as a man. He was prone to the same physical weaknesses that we have ourselves. It's no coincidence that Jesus was weary. Jesus was here on a mission. And that mission is clearly stated in Luke 19:10. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. We thank God for that every day. He is seen waiting. Jesus is seen waiting for this dear woman to come his way. He had a wonderful gift to give to her if she would accept it. We know that this woman probably never imagined meeting a Jewish rabbi at the well. Jesus, however, knew she was coming and waited patiently for her to come so that he could give her salvation. Then we look at the sinner, the first part of verse 7. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. The second person in this story is a woman who is sinful and in need of salvation. According to verse 6, it is about the sixth hour, as I read before, and in Jewish time, that's about noon. The woman probably came to the well at this time alone to avoid the insults and attacks of other women. The results for her being shunned by the other women is evident in verses 16 through 18. I won't read them, but you can read them. Even her own people hated her. Let's look at the scene, verses 7b and verse 8. Give me to drink, for his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. All the distractions of her life had been removed. None of the five ex-husbands were there. None of the women who were to attack her and intensely hated her was not there. It was just her and Jesus. Because usually the women gathered at other time of the day for that. It was like a time for gossip and getting together there. And so they usually came all together at one time. Then we can look at the conversion of this sinful woman, verses 9 through 26. We'll look at them apart. They talked of wells, verses 9 through 5. or 9 through 12. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? And yes, Jesus asked for a drink, and it seems to me that he did not have any way to draw that water. And the woman responded with amazement that a Jew would ask for a drink from a woman, yet one from Samaria. But Jesus here offers a drink of living water, and he offers that to us today, that living water that only from him can we receive. She confuses the physical with the spiritual, and we do many times ourselves to do that. Salvation is not a transaction that can be explained in human terms. And we try to do that too. We try to look at the Bible and to term it in human terms, and we know that we are always wrong. It is a spiritual transaction. And at this point, she was not in need of salvation. Are you? Am I? She seems to be a little sarcastic also, but Jesus is leading her in the right direction. And that's another one for us today, to lead people in the right direction. So we pray that we do. They talk of water, verses 13 through 15. Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into the everlasting life. The woman said unto him, sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Right here's our living water right here in each one of your hands. This book, our living water, that we can draw from every day. So we see that. Jesus is telling her, I can give you one drink of living water and you will be satisfied forever. Then they talk of wickedness, verses 16 through 19. You can look at them yourself. I won't read them either today. In an effort to awaken her to her spiritual need, Jesus plainly touches on what must have been the sorest spot of her life, because it did affect her, the life that she had already left. He points out her sinfulness. 5 ex-husbands, and the one that she's living with is not her husband. But nobody will come to Jesus for salvation until he or she is awakened to his or her personal need. And we find that in the Lord Jesus Christ. They talk of worship, verses 20 through 24. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is a place where men ought to worship. Jesus saith unto her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship ye not know not what we know. What we worship for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And I pray that we are doing that. She tries to start an argument with him about the proper way or the proper place to worship. And Jesus simply ignores her and goes on and tells her that true worship is never found in external realities or rituals and substitutes for God. True worship can only be found in the spiritual worship of the Lord. That is worship that comes from the Holy Spirit. To have that indwelling spirit within us every day, every moment. They talk of wisdom, verses 25 and 26. This lady displays openness to the words of the Lord. She reveals that she is concerned about salvation, about the things of God. Jesus simply reveals himself as a Messiah to her. And I understand that this is the only time that Jesus ever actually said he was the Messiah. In these verses, Jesus gave this woman all that she needed to make a decision about her salvation. We look at the conversion of a sinful woman, verses 27 through 30. It was immediate. The first part of verse 28. The woman then left her water pot. As soon as Jesus revealed himself to her, she responded in faith, and her salvation was instantaneous. We can pray that our salvation is instantaneous to us when it does come upon us through the Lord Jesus Christ. There was no mourner's bench, no praying through, no holding on, no 12-step program. She simply trusted, and she was instantly justified, and we are too. We are instantly justified when we come to the Lord Jesus Christ. It was incredible, the second part of 28. And went her way into the city and saith to the men. She ran off in her excitement and even forgot what she had went there for in the first place. She just left her water pot behind. She forgot the plans and the poles of her own life. And we can too when she met Jesus. She came to the well for physical water and went away and discovered spiritual water. And I pray that we are discovering that spiritual water in our lives every day. She met Jesus and was forever changed. And you and I can be also. Amen. That even though she was in the very presence of Jesus, she was there physically, Jesus was physically there. In faith, we too can have that salvation. And will be forever changed. We pray that we never turn around and leave our Lord. It was compelling. Verses 28 and 29. Look at verse 29. Come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Here she's believing already. Believing these things. To go into the city and tell the men to come with her to see this. She compelled to bring these people to Jesus so that he could also bring them salvation. And we pray that we are explaining our experiences to people today, to our loved ones, to our friends, to our co-workers, anyone that we can meet. Salvation will give you a message to share and a heart to share it with it. When you meet Jesus, you want to help others so that they can find their way out of sin. And as we look at this story, what is it that took this woman from being a hardened sinner who was dead to spiritual things and be transformed into a powerful witness for the Lord? It can be summed up in one word, Jesus. And I pray that we know that. One word, Jesus. He makes a difference in any person's life if they will accept him. Any life that he touches, powerful witness for the Lord, can be helped. I invite you to come to Jesus today and myself. The first, Jesus asked for a drink of water. Did he receive that drink of water? Yes, he did. Indeed, he did, in the salvation of the woman of Samaria. And he wants us to have that same salvation today for his people. And I pray that each one of us, if we have not received that living water, that we will today. Amen. Yes, our Heavenly Father, we thank thee that we may call upon the King of Glory for salvation, for the salvation that we may show to others, to draw them into the fold, to be workers and children for thee. That is our responsibility. And we pray that we will keep that responsibility that you have given to each and every one of us. We know that time is short. We need to be about our Father's business in giving the word, giving the gospel to a dying world, to the ones that are out there who are searching for it. Yes, we know that many times we're going to be turned away, and probably more times than somebody that will listen to us. But we pray that we grow in strength and that through the Lord Jesus Christ, that we may do all of these things for our Lord, for our Savior, and that one day soon we will be able to see him face to face. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen.